Hey, Brian Walsh is running for U.S. Congress District 14. I've been running out for the last several years. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm Brian Holtz. I'm running for Congress on that issue. And in the interest of time, I'm going to trim off the part where I pitch libertarianism because I don't think I need to pitch that too hard in this room. But I will talk about two other points that are kind of about politics in general. One is that it's to complain about a refrain that you hear from a lot of politicians about politics being about problem solving. And I don't think politics is about problems. I think it's about principles. You know, if I were elected, you know, I would not go and roll up my sleeves. I would not, you know, go earn my paycheck. I would not open up the hood and fix what's wrong. I don't think that politics is a business problem or an engineering problem. And the reason for that is that politics is about values and competing values and competing principles. And whereas in business, you know, there's only one value, which is maximize profit. You know, everyone agrees on that. There's not, you know, too much to dispute there. You know, similarly with engineering, it's about satisfying whatever goal has been put on your plate, you know, and minimizing the costs and reaching it. So when politicians talk about, you know, problem solving and rolling up their sleeves and earning their paycheck, to me that sends up a red alert inside your mind. That they're trying to put something over on you. And I think the reason for it is just that politicians, there's no vote that they aren't willing to try to extract from voters. And I think an honest politician, an honest candidate would admit that there are some people whose votes they don't want. And so I'm one of those kind of candidates. There's some people who's you know, if they like being their special interest, then, you know, I'm just not going to go after their vote. So that's one point. The second point is that just as politics is not about problem solving but principles, I would say that voting is not about changing election outcomes. It's also about principles. I don't think that people should go to the ballot box in order to try to tip the election or the outcome. You know, it's because it just doesn't happen. There's never be a case where your one vote is going to make the difference. Which is why I'm really glad that Mike's election ended with a 2-vote margin, because otherwise it would make my whole point sound really, really dumb. But all that caveat, I say, you know, no significant or general election, you know, not to downplay our, you know, intramural stats that we have. But so if there were a 1-vote election in a general election, you know, there'd be a recount, and you can bet that it would end up not being a 1-vote margin. So the bottom line there is that your vote, if you cast a vote for the lesser of two evils to try to tip the election outcome, you're just wasting your vote. That's the true wasted vote, is trying to, you know, influence something that you really don't have much influence over. What your vote is for is for speaking your mind and for expressing principles. And so that's why, you know, the true wasted vote is the one where there's a candidate who most closely matches your principles, and you don't vote for them. Instead, you vote for somebody else. You're basically sending a little signal to the rest of the polity, and, you know, you're only going to get evils to vote for if all you ever vote for is the lesser of two evils. So with that, I'll skip the pitch about libertarianism and more time for Judge Gray and for food.
Any questions for Brian? Kathy?
Brian,
it's interesting
that you were and I would ask if you thought which was the lesser of evils, to use a term, a person who votes and doesn't know who they're voting for, or a person who doesn't vote because they think it won't make any difference.
But say that again, who's doing more damage? Or
which is the lesser of two evils in your opinion, a person who votes and doesn't know who they're voting for?
Abstaining from voting
or
versus
a person who abstains from voting because they don't believe they're voting for.
It depends on what you mean by not knowing who they vote for. If it's literally like random or
Party line,
I think that there's a lot to be said for voting, you know, for party line. I mean, because there are, you know, principal differences between different parties. You know, if you're a socialist, then, you know, green is a really good vote for you. I mean, that's no matter just about who is on the ticket there, you know, that's a pretty safe bet. If you're interested in personal liberty and economic liberty, then pretty much any libertarian vote is going to be the right thing. If only for the reason that the major effect of that kind of vote will be to increase the vote totals that party for that group in the paper. It won't necessarily put in somebody in the White House or the Oval Office, you know, that...
See if you're speaking to mostly Democrats. How would you answer that question?
How would I answer the question of why not voting is...
Which
not...
is the lesser of two evils?
I think, I would say that not voting is would only make sense if you thought that none of the people in the race, none of the choices in the race, not necessarily the people, but none of the choices in the race could be thought of as a way of expressing your principles. If your principles are such that none of the options available to you are a way for you to speak out, then by all means, the right thing to do is to do like a write-in or to not vote at all. Exactly.
Any other questions, Brian?
One quick comment. I'd like to see all the candidates get in the habit of either mentioning their website or the county website so there's some kind